The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, I'm Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And I am recovering from a 35-year addiction to pornography. And I'm so grateful to be slowly learning to trust my Heavenly Father better. And I say slowly because it is a day-to-day process. And I find when I'm struggling in whatever area it is, whether it's thoughts or laziness or patience or whatever it is, I find that if I'm able to get back to a place of trusting my Heavenly Father, I can start leaning upon His principles and what He's asked me to do better. For me personally, gratitude and trust go hand in hand, and if I'm not being trustful, it's because I'm not being grateful. So that's something I've kind of consciously used a lot, is to almost habitually go through each night, or if I need to during the day, start thinking, okay, what have I been given? Because I'm feeling like poor me kind of feelings, and like no one's giving me what I want and nothing's going right, and therefore all the justification and all those things start running through your head. So if I slow down and I just start recognizing those gorgeous sunsets, my garden's growing, all those kind of things that are going good, and most of which happen without no action on my part, then I realize how much God is there for me. And how can I not trust someone that is there for me when I don't really deserve it? And he just is there. And that is such an amazing thing to realize that, and to give that some real attention and thought. Beyond that, it's this step has been some of the steps almost have a feel to me of you can kind of do them and you kind of feel like you're kind of done with them, even though it's good to go back and do them. But this one, it's just got to be an ongoing day-by-day thing, or else I struggle in one way, area or another. One thing that helped me, though, is to realize that that God does not want my agency. All He wants is for me to align my will with His. And I've just heard a lot of people talk about how it's such a struggle to give their will to God. But unlike Satan, God doesn't want our agency. He just knows we'll be a lot happier and a lot more successful and all those things. And I have been as I align my will with His. And so I am grateful to have learned that and been given that little bit of light and truth on the subject. So I know my Father is there for me always. The Savior understands exactly what I'm going through, what I struggle with, and I can't be more grateful for that knowledge. One of the blessings in my patriarchal blessing was that I would never that I would always have a testimony of the love of my Heavenly Father, and I've had that, and I can't imagine not having that, because that would be such a struggle, dealing with life's temptations and failures and all the things that come along if I felt like I was on my own. And so I am grateful to my Heavenly Father for that belief that He blessed me with, and I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks, God.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.